back to our latest episode of West Coast XC. I'm your host, Ken Martinez. Today's episode, we're going to talk with our friend Todd, who is our photographer that takes pictures in Northern California. He specializes in the Bay Area, and he's going to go over some of his highlights during the season. So you'll enjoy that. If you are watching us on YouTube, there's a subscribe button there. If you could just click on that, that would be great to get more people subscribing. If you're listening in your car or on a walk and you're listening to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please, if you could, press the follow button, and that would be great too. We really appreciate that. In the past weekend, I went to a Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon to go to the Big Ten Championships, which for a guy that grew up in California and has lived in Oregon for over 30 years, it's such a strange thing to say, the Big Ten Championships in Eugene, but it might take a few years for me to get used to it, but it was still a fantastic event to go to, some great athletes. And I do have a West Coast bent, so I was really enjoying watching the USC, UCLA, Washington, Oregon do really well at the different events that are at track meets, whether it's sprinting or jumping or the distance events and the throws. And I took pictures of the distance events. The finals on Friday were the 10,000 meter. In the men's race, Evan Jenkins of Washington just barely beat Aiden Smith of Oregon. Evan ran 29:24:48, and Aiden ran 29:24:65. Very close race. They kind of stumbled as they went to the finish line, as you see in the picture that if you're watching it on YouTube. I also want to give them a shout out because they are local athletes. Evan ran at Camas High School, which is right across the river from Portland in Camas, Washington. Aiden Smith ran for Lincoln High School in downtown Portland. In the women's race, Diana Cheritich of Oregon set a meet record. She's a freshman from Oregon. It was her first race she'd run at Hayward Field. She ran 32 flat, 48 for a meet record. The following day, the final was the steeplechase, and Benny Blaz of Oregon ran 8:49.3. He ran the last lap in 59 seconds, blazing fast. And I want to give a West Coast shout out to Benny because he went to Sunset High School. I used to coach in the Metro League, and Sunset is in the Metro League, and it's in the school district where I've taught for over 30 years. So go Benjamin, go Benny, go Sunset, go Oregon. And then in the women's race, Caitlin Stewart Barnett of Michigan State was the favorite to win it, and she did win it at 9:48.78. But Maggie Liebich of Washington took the lead at the end, and what makes the steeplechase such an exciting race is those barriers become harder and harder to get over as you get more and more tired. And the last water jump, Maggie fell in the water jump pit, and Caitlin then took the lead and finished and won the race. Sunday, big day, all finals. In the 1500, Adam Spencer of Wisconsin won in 3:53.18. He had a close race with Nathan Green of Washington and Simeon Birnbaum of Oregon. Adam ran the last 400 in 51 seconds. Sophie O'Sullivan of Washington also had a tactical race where she won it in 4:11.66. And she ran her last lap in 58 seconds. It was very impressive. In the 800, Alan Clay of Penn State won a really tight 800 in a time of 1:47.93. Matthew Erickson of Oregon also ran 1:47.93. The official times were 1:47.921 for Alan Clay, and then 1:47.922 for Matthew Erickson of Oregon. That is close. Claudia Kazimierska of Oregon, she was an Olympic athlete for Poland last summer in the Paris Games. She won convincingly at 2:02.92. And then in the 5,000, Simeon Birnbaum of Oregon, who ran the 1500 earlier in the meet, set a meet record at 13:31.87. And got some really important team points because the Oregon men won the Big Ten, and that pretty much sealed the deal for them. Salon Alidez of Oregon also set a meet record at 15:37.11. That was a kind of really an exciting 5,000 because the 10,000 champion, Diana Cheretich, took the lead with about two or three laps to go and kind of pulled away. And as well, she won the 10,000, she'll win the five. And then Ceylon and Amina Martoff of Washington closed in and passed her. I want to give a shout out to Amina of Washington. She ran 15:37.11 or 15:37 and change, to say, really close to Ceylon in the 800 of Oregon. It was really close at the end of the 5,000. So that was an exciting meet at the Big Ten Championships. Next will be West Regionals, and then the NCAA's returns to Hayward Field in a few weeks in the middle of June. Well, let's go now to Todd and hear about his highlights of his season, taking pictures and watching the meet through his lens. Well, we're happy to have Todd Takubu from California, our famous California photographer. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Ken. How's it going?
Great. You know, we're winding down our season. I went to the Big Ten Championships. College races are winding down. Their conference championships were last weekend. State meets are coming up in the West Coast. And so I thought, let's check in with Todd and see what his top five best memories from his track season.
Cool. I'm all down for it. I'll probably be staying mostly in high school, to be totally honest with you. I went to a couple of college meets, but most of what I have is on the high school side.
Let's hear about it.
So I guess before I start out, to keep with the high school theme, I want to give a shout out to a couple of the young photographers who were at some of the meets with me, Sam Givner from Albany High School and Barrett Magnus from Davis High School. I know they submitted some stuff to West Coast XC. And
yes,
you were-
thank you.
Kind enough to add them as contributors to stuff. It's awesome seeing, you know, young people who like running being out there helping us out.
Yeah, anybody that's watching or listening, you know, Todd and I are just volunteering our time, and you know, we're not, the pictures are free. There's no monetary exchange here. So yeah, if you want to get your pictures out and get some experience, we'd love to have you take pictures for us, and we'll give you a shout out.
So I guess my first one is my local race, the league that's near and dear to my heart, our Mission Valley Athletic League, the MVAL group. From the distance side, Alice McCarthy from Newark Memorial pulled off the triple gold in the 800, 1600, and 3200, which was just pretty amazing.
Yeah.
To triple in this day and age, but obviously to triple and to get first place.
Yeah. You know, that's not allowed in Oregon. We can't triple.
Really?
No, not distance races. You can run four events if you're a sprinter, but.
On the sprint side in that same race, we don't cover sprinters a lot, but Essen Sanderson Brown won the 100, 200, and 400.
Nice.
So between two girls, they won six events. It was just incredible.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Sorry, she's from James Logan High School.
Mm-hmm.
My number two thing is swinging to like from our local meets to our mega meets. So we met up at the Dublin Distance Fiesta. But as a group, at Dublin, they had 371 girls under 6 minutes and 591.
How many girls under 6 minutes?
371.
Is that a record for them?
That is a world record. And 591 boys under 5 minutes, which is also a world record. And it was, you joined us for the part of the second day, or no, you came second day, right?
Yeah, second day in the evening. Yep.
It was 2 days, and I counted all my stuff up. I took 75,000 photos total. Of course, I had to cull it all down, but it took me well over a week to post everything. And that was, I maybe have to figure out a better way to do that next year. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, you're very generous. I want to give a shout out to your Instagram accounts, todd.sports.photos. And if you go to Todd's bio on the Instagram account, and if you are from the Bay Area and you think if you look at his collection of photos, there's a photo waiting for you, whether you're a varsity superstar or JV runner or pole vaulter or hurdler, there's photos waiting for you.
Yeah. I started making it a habit to try and get to everybody's things when they go to these events. And these mega meets are starting to test me a bit.
Yeah. It's we have to edit the photos afterwards. And so that can get tiring. You know, and Todd, I'll get like a DM or a text from a photographer at 1 a.m. and I respond because I'm awake doing photos.
Yeah.
It's not, thing. It's weird. You don't really want to respond to people at that time in the morning because it seems odd to do that. But I'm like, well, I'm awake and I'm doing my photos. So,
yeah. And then the next thing up, third thing up would be the individuals at some of the just Dublin Distance Fiesta. Hannah Thompson, who's like the queen of NCS, that's also kind of my home section here. Winning both the 800 and the 3200 in the Sombrero heats was really amazing. What a way to close out like a high school track season.
You know, Todd, I've been making a big deal of this, is the fact that at the California State Meet, it's possible that three defending champions will be toeing the line. Riley Blade, the Williams gal from East Lake, from San Diego, for Jalen Williams, there we go. And then you have Hannah Thompson, won it as a freshman. Wouldn't that be something if she does the full circle and comes back as a senior? Because I would, you know, I don't want to make predictions, but she's having a great season. It's possible.
She really is. And then on the guy side, Aiden Stephanopoulos from Los Gatos, he won the 1600 in 410, just edging out Landon Pretree from Menlo. And then he turned around right away and got second in the 3200 in a really fast sub nine to Eli Fichtenjoen. It was just amazing performances. I couldn't believe that. And that's mid-season, right?
Right. And I was looking at your notes. You're saying about the fact the kids are running so fast. It's just unbelievable.
It is the thing. My son's in college running at Davis, repping
Go,
Davis.
okay, go Aggies.
And they talk about even the runners there, they talk about race time inflation. It's a thing.
It is amazing. And, you know, I think about my wife who ran a 459 mile in 1982. And that was a big deal in 1982. And that's just another time for the 1600 or the mile now. It's just not that big of a deal anymore. It was a massive barrier 30, oh, not 40 years ago. Sorry. I just
Well,
aged my wife.
I'll jump to what maybe my last one was here because it's a perfect theme. I went to the Sacramento Meet of Champions, which is a late season invitational race, and in the competitive division, they had nine girls run the 1600 sub five, led by Chloe De La Torre from Vacaville at 4:48, and then Eleanor Raker from Galena. She was the only senior in those nine.
Whoa.
Giselle Fernandez from Riverbank, Nora Felt from Davis, Ava Padilla from Monta Vista, who's a freshman who then doubled back and got third in the 800. Karina Nottingham from Berkeley, Ariana Ingargliola from Oak Ridge, Avery Wolk also from Davis, Avery Carlson from Pittman. I mean, just it was an amazing race.
Wow. And that's a meet that's in Sacramento, but it also pulls kids obviously from Reno and the Bay Area too. It's a pretty fun and a pretty big meet up there in Sacramento.
Yeah, it's really cool, and the afternoon championship section is all the races are super competitive.
That's awesome. Want to check that out sometime. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty fun meet.
We're going to backtrack a little bit. You talked about Dublin back then. I was able to go to that. That was really a fun meet. It was. The hype machine, the announcers that are just hyping, you know, kids running 222 in the 800, you know, it's just
Well,
awesome.
the thing is, if you're there the day before, there are kids there in the 800 who are trying to break, they're trying to break, say, some of the girls are trying to break a PR in the threes or the low twos, and the guy's tone doesn't change.
That's great.
And it's really great for the kids. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
And then my last one, which is actually my number four, not my number five, it was the SAC MLC boys. Their 1600 race had 11 guys going for sub 4:15, led by Miles Cook from Sacred Heart Cathedral, along with Stephen Landry from the International, Aaron Sagiraju from Dory Valley, Joseph Burhan, Nate Griffith, all these names we've heard, and then the three Jesuit underclassmen, Lucas Alberts, Isaac Abbott, and Drake Hofer. So it's really cool, and a lot of them, some of these kids also they did ask for stickers, so I will let you know that.
Yay, that's so great. We're at meets and we have our stickers. You know, I lost my sticker at the Lincoln meet 2 weeks ago. And instead of worrying about photography, I was backtracking the walk I did, but it ended up being right where I started, where I had my where I get my where my camera's stored. I don't know what I did. I knew I pulled it out. Anyway, yeah, stickers. We have stickers. We still have stickers. Well, you know, I have to tell you, I grew up in the southern section, and I coached in the southern section, and you develop a bit of an attitude like, hey, we're the section, we are the best. But I'm no longer as attached to the Southern section. I'm in Oregon, and I've been to the Northern California. There are some excellent, excellent athletes in the Bay Area and Sacramento area. Then also we could also go down to the Fresno area too. There's just some fast kids that can make a statement in the state meet in about a week.
Great part is the consistency. We saw all these people in the cross country season as well, and so seeing them all here is really pretty cool.
Yeah, you talk about the girls being underclass athletes, and then the boys, you have this incredible senior class of
the
kids.
Senior class is amazing. Yeah,
yeah, that will be to be reckoned with at the California State Meet and begin in high school.
Yeah. Definitely be something to watch.
Yeah, so that's your top five, and then you're gonna get some rest over the summer, and then we're back at cross country.
Yep, and we'll talk about what we do for our summer plans. Hopefully, we'll have some things to do over the summer.
Yeah, we've in the past have gone every summer to go visit schools, and it's great. It's a really great experience. The kids are excited. And the coaches are like, they don't really understand. Some of the coaches don't know who we are, but then they. And, you know, I don't know where I'm going on these runs. So I'll just hop in their car or just follow them around. I get to know the coaches really well. And then you see them at the meet and then you see the kids at the meet because you actually saw them at practice. It's a really, it's a great extension of what we do during the school year. So as the summer practices, we'll put an announcement, by the way, pretty soon. Cause I know kids, I saw graduation photos from some of the schools in California. They're wrapping up now, and so they're getting ready for summer, so we got to get we'll put something out. Look on Instagram for an announcement within 2 weeks here. Well, Todd, I sure appreciate all your help and all your photos. I'm going to repeat myself, todd.sports.photos. If you go on there, there's tons of photos to choose from. You've taken some great photos, and also if you are a college athlete too, you've gone to several college meets this year. Your pictures at Long Beach State with the pyramid in the background were just epic.
Jokes about the pyramid at Long Beach State, but until I got there, it really is an amazing backdrop.
It is an amazing backdrop. Yeah. The pyramid is their basketball arena. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. Okay. That's where they play basketball and volleyball. So, and I will apologize. I usually post a lot of my images for that. That one, I was an Aggie for a day. So I was officially on staff for UC Davis for the day. So I apologize I couldn't share the whole gallery like I usually do.
But you can still see your pictures on Instagram. They're beautiful photos. That's what I'm referring to. And it looked like a fun meet. I was seeing pictures throughout the 2 days there at the Big West Championship. All right, Todd, I'll let you go. I appreciate your time here. Can I ask you one personal question? What are the two bobbleheads back there?
What was that?
We have two bobbleheads. What am I looking at?
One is Steph Curry in a Sharks jersey. It was a promo from the Golden State Warriors a long time ago. And the other one was from my work. I have a reputation. For 1 year, I was doing a lot of patent workshops for where I work on the engineering side. And I was also coaching my son's junior high school team. Mm. And so the guy who was there knew I was leaving multiple times a week to go coach a junior high school team. And so it's a bobblehead that says coach on it.
Oh, that's nice. That's very sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will hear more from you during the summer and during the fall, and have a great summer, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Talk to you soon, Ken. Thanks.
Thanks, Todd. Well, we want to thank Todd for coming on and sharing his highlights of the season. I mentioned a couple times his Instagram account. I'm going to do it again. It's todd.sports.photos. And if you go to his bio on his Instagram account, you'll see the galleries and wonderful galleries that he has. He mentioned that he takes pictures of all events, whether you're JV or varsity. So if you were in Northern California and you happen to be at the meet that Todd was at, more than likely there's a picture waiting for you that you can download for free. So I appreciate Todd for coming on. I also want to mention that if you're interested in the Big Ten Championship, I also have those photos on our Instagram account at West Coast XC. And you go to our bio and you can download them. Or you can go to our website at westcoastxc.com. And there are photos of the heats of the 8 and the 15. the finals of the 8 and 15, and then the 10,000, 5,000, and 3,000 steeplechase finals. This weekend, I'm headed to Southern California, and I'm going to go to the Sound Running Track Fest that's going to be at Occidental College on Saturday night. It's an unbelievable lineup of amazing athletes in all kinds of distance events. Some athletes will be making their season debut in their preferred event, and others are trying to get times to either qualify for the World Championships, have a qualifying time, or maybe even just to try to get a spot at the USATF Championships, which will be in July at Hayward Field. And because of the wonderful timing of the meet, it's at night, I'm going to head over to Moorpark High School in the afternoon and take pictures of the Masters meet. So totally excited about that. I grew up in Ventura County. Moorpark Musketeers are in Ventura County. Excuse me. And I used to coach at Channel Islands High School in the early 90s. And I, excuse me, coached some wonderful athletes at Channel Islands. And we would run at the Masters meet. And the last time I was at the Masters meet was in 92 when I had a couple athletes race there and try to qualify for the state meet. So it'll be fun to be back after over 30 years at the Masters meet. So you can find those photos later on once those meets are completed on Saturday. Until then, just always remember that West Coast is the best coast. We'll see you soon.